back. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Drew Marshall Show. Tim, who is that? That reminds me of the 80s when we used to wear buttons. Remember those little buttons?
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's Robert Plant, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, in the 70s, I'm sure he did this in the 80s. It's called Network News, so it's kind of that news thing.
Oh, I see.
You see, you know me. I always try to pick something to next to.
Well, we just had a great hour with Ken Whiteley on the Drew Marshall Show. What a pleasure to have the man back in studio. And we're on with the rest of the show. It's time for our WTF segment. Speaking of W.
HW.
W's daddy died.
HW.
Yeah, but I haven't finished.
Well,
W's daddy died.
HW.
It's like working with Rain Man. It really is.
Yeah, definitely dead.
Where's the faith? That's what it stands for, WTF. You want to join us right now as we catch up with a religion reporter from a news outlet, and we catch up on the happenings in the world of religion and faith and cults.
Oh, my.
Today's WTF guest is Emily McFarlane Miller. Yes, all of the religion reporters have to have three names. Who are the other ones?
Bashar.
Oh, yeah, Manya Bashir. What's her last name? Pac-Man?
Pac-Man. and there's the one with the... never mind.
Good talk.
Yeah.
Emily McFarlane Miller, she's a national reporter for Religion News Service, religionnews.com. She joins us from... Where the heck are you? In some undisclosed location?
Yes, in Chicago.
That's what I meant. Yes, in Chicago. Yeah. Oh, where Manya Brashear Pashman is. That's pretty funny.
Where Manya is. That's right. Correct.
Well, listen, we've got a few stories that we've got to cover here. Emily McFarlane Miller from Religion News Service. I think we need to talk about, because we're going to talk about this later in the show, the missionary who went over to tell everyone about Jesus. He told a tribe, went to tell a tribe about Jesus, a tribe of... Like, we don't want any other people around kind of tribe, and then they kill them kind of tribe.
Mm-hmm. We can't not mention it. It's been the big religion story the past few weeks.
Yeah. So are people now saying, why are we sending people to tell people about Jesus when they don't want to know about Jesus, and they don't want to know about Jesus so badly that they killed the guy selling Jesus?
Yeah, so details have been trickling out about this young man. His name was John Allen Chow. He was a 26-year-old American who was killed by the indigenous people of North Sentinel Island in the Indian Ocean. And you're right, the Sentinelese have made clear that they don't want contact with the outside world, and the Indian government has restricted access to their island. So Chow traveled there last month, planning to live and travel and share his Christian faith with the people there. The angle that we took is what you're talking about now. This has sort of tapped into a discussion that's been happening within Christian circles about how to do missions. So we've watched that conversation move now from academia and missionary circles to, you know, our timelines on social media. We talked with Amy Peterson, who's a former missionary who's worked in Asia. Left her wondering if, you know, she had done more good or evil sharing her faith with the people there. And she talked about how there's this adventure narrative in many traditional missions that you see from early accounts of missionaries to the indigenous people in what's now America, down through Chow's story. We also talked to Mary Ho, who has trained Chow for a missions organization called All Nations, who said he was called to this work by God. He had trained for it for years and defended his methods. We talked to an indigenous theologian, Randy Woodley, who's Cherokee, who has written guidelines for missionaries that stress mutual learning and cultural contextualization. Which you mentioned, this idea of, you know, being mindful of where it is that missionaries have been invited or not invited. And finally, we talked to a professor at Wheaton College, Scott Moreau, who says he understands the criticisms and critiques of mission work because he teaches them, but he doesn't see it, quote unquote, dying off unless Christians completely change their convictions.
Wow.
But it goes beyond the missionary thing.
It goes what, Tim?
It goes beyond the missionary thing because it's just these people don't want to be contacted by anybody.
Right.
So it's not just a missionary thing.
Yeah, it's like they have one giant sign around their tribe that says no solicitation.
Yes.
Yes. And one of the points that I read elsewhere that was raised was nobody thinks that he was killed because he shared the gospel with these people, because he was a missionary. It was because they don't want contact with anybody.
Yeah. Well, okay, so they're going to go back. Anyway, we're going to talk more about that story later in the show when we do our roundtable discussion. Now, listen, did you play with Barbies when you were a kid?
You know, I was not a big Barbie girl, but I know where you're going with this because this is one of my favorite items on our holiday gift guide that we put together at RNS.
Okay, you got to tell our listeners about this. You've done this story about, well, I'll let you go. What are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing?
So we know not everybody celebrates a gift-giving holiday in December, but pretty much everybody loves gifts. So every year, RNS puts together a holiday gift guide for people of faith and no faith. And in the past, that's been my former RNS colleagues, Kimberly Winston and Lauren Marco, so I have to give them credit here. But this year, I inherited it, probably the most hipster gift guide we've ever done, so they may not give me this job again next year. But the one item, I've been trying to think of, like, pick a favorite item for you on this list, and you've tapped into one of them. It's the Ibtihaj Muhammad Barbie doll. She was a fencer on Team USA at the Rio Olympics. She was the first Muslim woman on Team USA to wear hijab, and her Barbie is the first to wear hijab, too. And I'm not a big Barbie girl, as I said, but I love the Olympics, and my favorite is curling, and I have done a really
come on
before.
You did not, and just say your favorite Olympic sport is curling,
and you come across the border from Tim Hortons too.
Oh my goodness. First of all, let's go back.
This is true.
Let's go back to this Tim, this is a moment you need to get one of the things you're going to click on over here, one of the hotkeys. You ready? So this lady wore hijab, okay, and what sport did she play?
Fencing.
So she
this
wore...
This is the Summer Olympics. This wasn't the most recent Winter Olympics.
Wow. So, you know, we do have a bumper that Tim is ferociously looking for. This would have been good to just kind of click on it right about now. Right now, Tim. Tim, could you click it now?
It's playing.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim the Tool has only been doing this for how long now, Tim? How long
Not
have you
long
been...
enough.
So give me the top three goofy, you know, gifts on this thing, other than the Barbie doll, the hijab fencing Barbie doll. What else?
Okay, here are three of my favorites.
Okay.
One of them is the potato latke gram, which is essentially mailing somebody a potato for Hanukkah. And I don't know why I think this is so funny, but it's super cute. You have to check this out on our website.
All right.
Number two, I'm going to go with the Christmas Carol themed tarot cards, because I think these are just so fun.
Hold on. Did you say
from the major arcana and turn them into like Christmas characters?
So Christmas themed tarot cards?
A Christmas Carol specifically themed tarot
card.
That's hilarious. Oh my goodness. I just why do I want to know those?
I
have
a crystal
problem.
Ball with Jesus.
Same. Okay, if anyone wants to get this for me for Christmas, I'm delighted.
All right, next one.
The last one I'll throw out there is Aldi this year did wine and cheese themed advent calendars. They're being sold in the U.S. for the first time this year. I think they were in Germany last year, and everybody here was upset that we didn't have them. And I have tried to find these, and my Aldi store does not have them. I think they sold out like immediately.
Wow, this is insane stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the line with Emily McFarland Miller. She's a national reporter for Religion News Service, religionnews.com. It's kind of where you want to go to get, religion news.
And tarot cards.
Yeah. All right.
Indeed.
We're sort of running out of time here, so let's jump to another one. Is there seriously a rock opera about the start of the Reformation?
There is. I went to see this on Reformation Sunday, which some of you may know better as the Sunday before Halloween. But some of your listeners also might remember this band called Lost and Found. They were a Christian rock band. I think they were biggest in like the 90s. And they stopped touring a few years ago. But they did this mini tour this fall in the U.S. to perform Luther, a rock opera. And it's a rock opera that tells the story Martin Luther and the start of the Protestant Reformation, is told against the backdrop of images from a graphic novel on the same topic. There's both a graphic novel and a rock opera on the topic of Martin Luther and the start of the Protestant Reformation. I should have put those on the gift guide too. So three ideas for your holiday gift guide.
Well, it's not only stories that make you turn your head, but there is also, well, world coverage stories. You know, these guys, honestly, and I just, because what I just realized, Emily, is that whenever I have somebody on the WTF segment here, we talk about some of the ones that really make your head tilt to one side. Like, I've said this before, Tim, you know, my favorite, all-time favorite religion news story was the Amish beard-cutting scandal. So one group snuck into the other group's house and in the middle of the night cut their beards off. Like, it's just gold. You can't make this stuff up. It's beautiful. But there's, I mean, these guys cover the real big stories as well. They cover it all. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about religion news, and that's who we've been chatting with. One of the big kahunas there. She's the national reporter for Religion News Service. Her name is Emily McFarlane Miller. The website is religionnews.com. Emily?
Mm-hmm.
Will you come back and hang out again sometime? Will you do that?
Please. I would love to. I'm always hearing my colleagues on your show, and I've always been a listener and never a guest, so this has been a delight.
Well, now it's your life is complete, really.
Yes, you've intrigued us with tarot cards.
Yeah, that's right. Emily, so good to chat with you. You take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Emily.
Bye.
Oh, she's a fun girl. Yeah, I'd like to have her back. I'd like a cleaner line, though. Did you find the bumper?
No, I can't. It's, you know, the ones that are long and we can't see what
they
say.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I could click on all of them until I get it.
No, let's not do that.